it's really a combination, like a science fair and an art fair and a craft fair and a county fair.
It's a maker fair, an event concept that spun off from Make magazine when the quarterly publication was barely a year old. Dale Doherty, the man behind both the magazine and the events, quickly found the idea of the hybrid gathering was eagerly embraced, and maker fairs have since spread globally.
This year, we'll have over 100 fairs around the world. A lot of them are pretty small, a couple thousand people, versus the Bay Area one, which is over 100,000 people. It is something that has spread, and people want to have their own local version of it.
Yet these fairs are just one way that the maker movement is taking root in local communities. The hands-on industrial arts aspect of the make-it-yourself projects featured in the magazine are also embraced at several area high schools, including Annalee High, where math instructor Casey Shea also presides over two sections of a Project Make class.
We teach a wide variety of making skills, from basic woodworking to electronics to more 21st century digital fabrication. We have a laser cutter, a 3D printer, vinyl cutter, and all of them are run by computer-designed files that the students generate.
Much like wood and auto shop classes did in the 20th century, Shea says his course offers students an open-ended opportunity to both create and problem-solve.
It provides a relevance for a lot of the things that kids study. We have students that are in AP physics classes and don't really get enough troubleshooting, hands-on electronic stuff. The labs for most of the physics classes are designed to work, and real life, finding out why things don't work is a more important skill. So blending those two things together, the theory that they learn and the practical hands-on use of them, is a pretty nice thing.
Both sections of his class, capped at 30 students each, are already full for next year, and other students are increasingly bringing their art and other projects to the spacious lab extracurricularly. But if you're not a student looking for some place to work on that new project or idea, where can you take it? Soon there will be such a space intended to meet that very need. Dana Woodman is executive director of the nonprofit Chimera Art Space, soon to open just east of downtown Sebastopol.
We're creating the first community arts and makerspace in Sonoma County. It'll be similar to a gym, but instead of exercise equipment, you'll have access to tools, shop space, materials, classes, and all sorts of other things.
Their vision is to create a combination clubhouse and shared garage workbench, adds Chimera co-founder Terry Carroll Bayek.
A lot of people have these big ideas, but their garages are crowded and they don't have the space or they don't have the money to buy a pretty expensive piece of equipment. But if it's all at one place, then everyone can use it and rent it on a regular basis.
Another broad creative swath of the maker movement focuses on creating new things out of old parts. Joseph Such is one such practitioner. Such runs an endearingly quirky gallery on Gravenstein Highway south of Sebastopol called Renga Arts.
Basically, I explore offering and creating and making things from junk and turning those into valuable products and artworks.
Such prefers to craft smaller items, so he's getting a lot of mileage out of an abandoned piano.
Using the little mechanisms, using the keys, and even using body parts of the piano. Here's an item that generally gets thrown away, which is just filled with valuable, cool little parts and things.
He'll be showing the little robot figures and other things those parts become at the Maker Faire on Saturday and Sunday. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.